This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July the 25th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20. It says there, "You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." End of quote. Have you heard the story of a small boy who made a toy boat? He spent many days of hard work and finally made a beautiful toy boat. Then he was very excited and took the boat to a small lake. He wanted to see how it would float in the water. A wind came quickly and the boat was taken away from his reach. He started crying, standing and looking at the toy boat drifting away from him. Another strong wind hit again and the boat was gone out of his sight, away in the lake. He was sad. After many months, one day, when he was walking back from his school, to his surprise, he saw his boat in a neighborhood shop. Someone found the boat and picked it up from the water and sold it to the shop owner. The moment he saw the boat, he ran inside the shop and said to the owner, "This is my boat. I built it with my hand." The shop owner said, "If you want this boat, then you need to pay the price and buy it from me." The boy walked back to his home and for the next several days did a lot of hard works by helping people, cleaning cars, painting fences, helping others to carry their loads, mowing grasses, cleaning neighbors' yard, etc. He saved each penny, quarters, dollars he received and went back to the shop to see if the boat is still there. He was so happy it was still there. He paid the full money and bought back the boat he made with his own hands. When he was walking back home, he said, "I made you. I lost you. I found you. I am happy I bought you. Now you are mine forever." End of quote. The above story is history. I heard someone said like this, "History is his story." Yes, history is his story. Beloved, history is God's story. Like the boy made his boat with his own hands, God created mankind in his own image. The Bible says in the book of Genesis 1:27, "In his likeness, in his own image, he created us. Male and female, he created them." Although he made us, we left him in disobedience. We were lost like the wind in the lake lost that boat. God saw we were lost in darkness, and he, our creator, had compassion toward us because we are his creation. He repurchased us with a price. You know, the price was the blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Today's insight says this: you are not your own. You were bought at a price. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. End of quote. The price God paid to reclaim us from our empty and sinful life, from our lost condition and darkness, was not silver or gold, but the precious blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Dearly beloved, the price is fully paid. Come home to God now, in and through the door of Jesus Christ. Jesus, who paid the price fully to save you, says, and it is reported in Revelation 3:20, he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him, and he with me." End of quote. That's a loving call of Jesus Christ. Will you come to God's home today? Some of us may have drifted far away from such a loving and gracious God, although we knew him in the past. Listen, you can also come home today. Jesus calls you personally. Every person Jesus called, he called personally. He calls you today. Come home today. Would you honor God with your body by walking toward God? Heaven and the angels in heaven would start rejoicing over you. The Lord Jesus would say about you, "I made you. I lost you. I found you. I am happy. I bought you with my blood." The heaven and the whole angels are rejoicing. Now you are mine forever. Come home today. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I heard your loving and gracious call today. I know you bought me with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and I belong to you, Lord. I believe Jesus died and rose again for all of my sins. Come to my heart and save me today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.